Happens 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A small plane flying in restricted airspace crashed in a rural area of Virginia. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Aviation experts say the plane could have lost pressurization, causing the pilot to lose consciousness. All four people on board were killed. The plane was registered to a Florida-based company owned by John and Barbara Rumpel. John Rumpel told the New York Times that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the flight.
The plane was heading to New York when it took a U-turn into the restricted airspace. Military fighter jets were sent to try to intercept it when it went down. California officials are investigating after a second flight carrying asylum seekers was sent to Sacramento. KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy reports.
They say they are investigating to see if these migrants on both flights were misled or were told they were going somewhere else or promised a destination different to where they were going, ending up here in Sacramento. We've also since learned that the White House has been in talks with our state DOJ.
Tuesday marks the 79th anniversary of D-Day, and dozens of World War II veterans return to the beaches of Normandy for a ceremony. Mary Scott is 97 years old.
I wasn't even 18 on D-Day 1944. You know, from my point of view, D-Day has always been a pivotal point in my life. I shall never forget it, ever.
The first taxpayer-funded religious school in the U.S. is on the way. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
A statewide education board in Oklahoma has voted 3-2 to approve an application from the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma to establish a virtual Catholic charter school. The Oklahoma Attorney General has warned that the proposed online public charter school would be unconstitutional. It would be open to students across Oklahoma from kindergarten through 12th grade.
He was part of one of the most notorious spying cases in American history. His story even made into a movie called Breach in 2007. Former FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in prison. CBS's Arden Ferry.
Hansen disclosed more than 6,000 pages of highly classified national security information. In return, he received around $600,000 in cash, diamonds, and deposits in Russian bank accounts.
Microsoft will pay a $20 million fine to settle FTC charges that it illegally collected and retained the data of children who signed up for Xbox. They claim Microsoft gathered the data without notifying parents or obtaining their consent. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 6th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The McMillan Memorial Library Services Committee will meet at 4:30 in the McCourt Conference Room at the library. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10 a.m. The Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2. The Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5. And the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The Village of Whiting will hold their Utilities Committee meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30, and the Solid Waste Committee meeting will be from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your brandy old-fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their brandy old-fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 a.m. WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bra on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 57. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment. Hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good, healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Officials warn the hot air temperatures can make playground equipment hot enough to burn exposed skin. Metal slides can reach dangerous temperatures, but so can plastic ones. You need to check the equipment before you let your kids play on hot days, especially for playground equipment that's in direct sunlight. Second and third degree burns can happen within minutes. Officials suggest taking kids to pools, beaches, or splash pads on really hot days. The Spash Boys track team claimed first place at state track and field championships last weekend. The returning athletes were welcomed home with a police escort through the city to the high school. A celebration in their honor took place at the Spash Fieldhouse with students, parents, faculty, and community members honoring the athletes for their accomplishments. The Rafters lost to the Madison Mallards at home last night. They take them on again tonight at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Home.
We share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lowest level off around 58. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Lowest dip down to about 53 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248. DE broadcasting at 97.5.